You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou ki te reo irirangi iwa te kaumarima BFM. Ko rahira ahau, it has just gone almost 10 past 9 in the morning and we've got a bunch of special guests in the studio and we're talking about the theatre. Morena Alice Canton, how are you?
I'm so well and I love that you use my full name.
Alice Canton, who is our new theatre correspondent. It's very exciting to have you in here. So this is essentially stage direction today. We just haven't got the stings made yet because we're slow. So.
Okay, in the meantime, just imagine it was stung.
It was stung really, really well. Hey, it is awesome to have you in the studio. And maybe do you want to give yourself a little intro for people who don't know who you are? What's your buzz? You are a theatre maker. You're a cool theatre person. What's your sort of MO in the theatre world here?
MO? Oh, I make theatre. I direct theatre. I'm critical about theatre. I love it. I hate it. You know, just yep. All the usual.
All the usual stuff. You've been working on, we've actually had you up here in your capacity as a theatre maker to talk about some of your ongoing projects like White Mess, which is awesome, and a project that you've been touring around the South Island recently. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, so I've been on the road with Other Chinese, which is a live documentary theatre show exploring Chinese identity in Aotearoa. So we just did Dunedin Arts Festival, Festival of Colour in Wanaka, which was great. Oh my gosh, the Blue Rinse Brigade came out, but they were here for it.
Yes, yeah, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, and then I'm just about to go to Christchurch because we're co-presenting with the Court Theatre in September.
Awesome. That's really, really cool. And it is one of those great anthology shows where everywhere you go, you get a new group of people performing with you. You get a whole bunch of new stories. And it sounds like it's been a pretty awesome project.
It's been great. So many aunties. So many matchmaking aunties.
That is the energy. We're talking about some awesome theatre that's happening in Tamaki Makaurau at the moment, though. And we've got two other people in the studio here. Zana Tang. Morena, how are you?
Ata Maria and Zosan, everyone.
Hey, it's really nice to see you. We've also got Zach Inayat. Sorry, I think I've said that.
Inayat.
I'm so sorry, Zach.
That's all right.
I practiced it before and then I just panicked. But it's lovely to have you both in the studio. And we're talking about a really cool piece of theatre, which is called Single Asian Female, happening at the ASB Waterfront Theatre. I'm going to pass it over to you, Alice.
Yeah, I am absolutely so excited to see this work. Michelle Law, who's an Australian playwright, excellent. The sibling of Benjamin Law, who's also, like, I think the family just, like, ultra, ultra successful, funny, just brilliant writers, performers. So it's amazing that this work is coming to New Zealand and it's premiering. So do you guys want to just start by talking about what is the show about? Yeah.
Take it away, Zana.
Thanks, Zach. Well, essentially, the story is about family and the love that they have for each other. A lot about filial piety plays into it in the cultural aspect of it. Love and respect for yourself and your identity and where you are now and how you came to be.
Sounds pretty
awesome.
In
a nutshell.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. I mean, those are some like quite hard-hitting themes. Is it a drama? Is it serious?
It's actually a comedy. Okay. So it does obviously have some heavier moments, and the family, Pearl Wong and her daughters May and Zoe, it centres around them. Pearl owns a restaurant, and the restaurant is, I'm not going to spoil it, but closing down for some reason. Mm-hmm. And so we go into why, and that's where things start kind of heating up.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And with those kinds of themes and the show in general, what has been your experience of working? Like, what's the rehearsal been like? What's the process been like?
I feel like I say this in all interviews, but the reason why I auditioned for this was because I wanted to work with Kat, who plays Pearl Wong, my mum.
Cool.
And I've always, always loved her, and love you too, Zach.
Now. Love you too.
Now, yeah, learn to love you. But I've always wanted to work with Kat, and then also the script itself was just, the play was so poignant, so powerful, and so important to, I guess, the Asian community. But I feel like every time we've gone into rehearsals, it's a comedy and it is funny, but towards certain parts of the play, it really feels like you're taking your heart out and stomping it on the ground and putting it back in.
Mm.
And yeah. We do that every every rehearsal.
Far out.
And it's not easy, but because it rings so true and so authentic, that's what it has to happen.
Mm.
Yeah, we're running the show most days at the moment, and I still have to be really careful to not watch certain bits because without realizing it, I just start tearing up and then I just have to walk on stage. You kind of can't do that.
Ready to go. Yeah. Ready
We've
to
talked
go.
To Zach, well, not just Zach, but like a lot of our other cast members, and saying, you know, we have to be really careful between these scenes when we're not on stage that we still get triggered by whatever's being said.
Yeah.
And sometimes we pick up different things, or we relate to different things in different ways, just depending on where we are that day. So we just have to be very careful when we're not on stage. As well.
Totally. Oh, man, that must be, and I guess it's about creating a robust environment where you can be healthy and safe and stay safe in your own practices, because obviously actors, you act, but then also you have to go home. What's that like to kind of leave the work every day? Do you sort of leave it at the door, or how does that, what's that process for you?
So I think each cast member has their own individual stuff that they like to do. Like, for example, Zanna and I have a couple of intense bits that we have to do together, and then we like to tap out with each other with a little secret handshake. But then as a cast, as a whole, we tend to sit down at the end day and just kind of check in with everybody, how you're doing.
That's so important.
A couple of silly stories, have some lols, eat some food, then all go off.
Yeah, but I guess it just shows that the camaraderie between our cast, because it's not like a, hey, let's all sit down afterwards and have a chat, and, you know, but it just happens naturally where we kind of just feel a bit, and we just need to just lay out for a little bit. And there's just a really great understanding between the cast where it's like, okay, someone's feeling a bit sensitive today.
Yep.
We will give you space, but we're also here for you as well.
Totally, yeah.
Without needing to explicitly say that to them.
Sounds like you've had a really cool, really healthy, like, working time on this project. When you get something that's like creatively fulfilling and also just awesome art, that must be like the sweet spot for makers, eh?
Mm.
Yeah,
definitely. Recently I've been doing a fair bit of fringe stuff. Like, I did a couple of pride shows, and I'm used to so much more of a time crunch. So we just arrive and it's kind of like, look, we're already behind, so we're gonna start with a run.
It opened yesterday.
But with this, I'm not saying it's been too cruisy, but like having 4 or 5 weeks to get a show up.
Totally.
The relaxed pace is something that, you know,
it's
I forgot about.
Yeah.
I think we say relaxed or slightly slackened from a view of like, just it goes to show the constraints that we're often working in as artists, the limited resources, the way in which independent theatre, maybe it really strips back. It's so lean to the point in which you're like running backwards into the future.
Yeah, exactly. So not even relaxed, just how it should be.
I guess my view is, you know, who is this show for? You mentioned the significance of sort of Asian diasporic stories, right? And how significant that must be for Asian audiences. But is that the target demographic? Who is it for?
I think the show is for people.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. Like, it's a story about humanity. So it's not about who it should target. It's for people that can go to the depth of their own humanity so that they see themselves on that stage and can relate to the messiness.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not the ones that need to show their ugliest sides or their best sides of themselves. The actors do that for them.
Mm.
And so I guess it's, you go to the theatre to see that kind of humanity, and I think that's quite refreshing. So people in general.
Yeah, anyone who cherishes family, like there's a lot.
Yeah.
In this show that kind of makes you think about that.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, next time I'm trying to pull someone to the theatre, I'm going to say, they're the ugly one. You don't have to be your ugly self. You just go to watch someone else.
You can go watch someone else be ugly for you. It's great.
I tend to agree that actually there's something in watching something being enacted, whether that's emotionally or physically or spiritually, you know. I mean, that's why I go to the theatre. But great. I can't wait. You're opening next week?
Yes, we open on the 27th of April and we run through to the 15th of May.
Nice.
Yeah. And Auckland Theatre Company, ASB Waterfront Theatre.
And the show is called Single Asian Female. And if people are listening to this and they're like, gosh, I wish I could go to that, I can help you out. I've got a double pass.
Oh, yes.
Look at that. Love free stuff.
Smooth segue into free stuff. You can text us now, your name, your B card number, and you can put the word theatre or anything you want in there. And we will pick a winner very, very soon.
I want them to text like, theatre. If you can find a way to put that in the text.
In
like
the voice, yeah. Hey, it's been such a pleasure to have you all in the studio, Zana and Zach, and Alice as well. Welcome along, Stage Direction. It's been really special. We'll see you all at the theatre next week.
Yeah, see you.
Theatre. Yeah.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.